into the bye week now, so rest and relaxation for the fellas. Heal those bumps and bruises. And you did anticipate a bounce with Jay Cutler at quarterback. You got one the other night against Minnesota. Do you hope it carries through?
Yeah, I think anytime you get some of your players back, you know, whether it was a week ago defensively getting Purnell and Leonard, I think, you know, the injection of Jay back into the offense, you know, he's one of our captains. I mean, we've had temporary captains.
Crazy.
For different, you know.
First time all
the
year.
The whole season. So finally, we had all our captains healthy that actually went out for the coin toss.
Yeah, and you're excited. I mean, Eddie Goldman should be coming back too.
Yep,
and that
yep.
will help that
Eddie
rotation
Royal,
up front.
Yeah,
Eddie Royal.
Yeah, so,
I mean, any number of DBs.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
Bryce Callahan.
So, you know, again, we'll wait and see. But obviously, when your A players are out there, it's helpful.
I'm right, talking about the safety position. Mm-hmm. There's those two have been back there for the bulk of the season. What's their growth looking like to you? In particular, Adrian Amos is really starting to exert himself physically and made some big stops in that Minnesota game.
Yeah, I think, you know, they were rookies a year ago. They're second-year players now. You know, Deion Bush got a uniform. You know, DHC is also out there. So those two guys and a couple other young guys that plug in, Chris Brzezinski, you know, all of them are learning how to work together. They're getting that much better, and I think you're seeing the results of that on defense.
Circling the wagon mentality in the final eight games of the year? Is that how you're going to look at this?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, when you look at it, I know we're 2-6. It's not where we were dreaming of being, but, you know, you can finish 10-6 or 2-14, so that'll be our choice moving forward.
Bite your tongue
in the final
on the ladder, will you?
No, I got that, but mathematically, those are the only two possibilities, the best and the worst. So, you know, I think our guys understand that. We'll see what happens moving forward.